USA Gymnastics chief resigns after criticizing Nike for Kaepernick ad. By Warner Todd Houston on October 16, 2018. USA Gymnastics CEO Mary Bonneau resigned her position Tuesday after meeting criticism over her opposition to Nike and its Just Do It ads featuring anthem protester Colin Kaepernick. Bonneau posted several social media posts critical of Nike and Colin Kaepernick in the weeks before she was elevated to interim CEO of USA Gymnastics. But despite the fact that the posts were made before she took over the organization, critics slammed her for attacking a sponsor, not to mention for speaking a conservative position, The Hill reported. One outspoken critic was former Olympic gymnast Simon Biles, who took to Twitter to attack Bonneau. "Mouth drop," Biles wrote on October 13. "Don't worry, it's not like we needed a smarter USA Gymnastics president or any sponsors or anything." Biles was one of the victims who came forward to accuse former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar of sexual misconduct. Bonneau, a former California Republican congresswoman, soon said that she regretted the posts, but insisted that her opinion of Kaepernick's actions would never get in the way of how she would lead the organization. Despite those reassurances, the pressure grew until Bonneau decided to step down. She did not, however, apologize for having an opinion about Kaepernick. Indeed, she stood up for her own right to free political speech. In an open letter to the gymnastics community, Bonneau defended her right to speak out, saying, "With respect to Mr. Kaepernick, he nationally exercised his First Amendment right to kneel. I exercised mine. My withdrawal comes in the wake of personal attacks that, left undefended, would have made my leading USAG a liability for the organization," Bonneau wrote in her public statement. "With respect to Mr. Kaepernick, he nationally exercised his First Amendment right to kneel. I exercised mine," Bonneau said. "I regret that at the time I didn't better clarify my feelings. That one tweet has been made the litmus test of my reputation over almost two decades of public service." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerThuston.